if you get the all of your social media approved and then you have to schedule it, and how do you do all of that, and what is the best next step? Okay, so let's just paint the picture a little bit more. So you've had the conversation with your client, and you have ideas, you have assets, you have the look, the imagery, all of it, the content, the written content has been approved by the client. Oh, let's go with that too. So how do you go over and get those approvals? Do you send them by email? How do you do it?
I like to meet with the client and actually go through it with them in person, because I feel like it's a lot more detailed that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuances in that too, yeah.
Because it's like, I don't like how this one looks. It's front facing, so it's easier to pick up things that they didn't even realize that they didn't like, or they didn't want, or remember something that they did want. Being able to see it like right there and then.
Oh yeah.
I feel.
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. And then having them just read it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll say to me, and this has actually happened a lot in the beginning, because my American sentence structure is different than the UK-based sort of sentence structure. So sometimes they'll look and read my content, go, what does that mean? What does that mean? Exactly. Like, the flow's not all that great. And then that was a huge barrier for me anyway, like to even show that I had validity working here in the first place. So I switched up and I used UK Grammarly in general to help me with my sentence structure, and usually have been safe. However, in the New Zealand market, it's still a little tweaked and not exact UK.
Yeah.
So though sentence structures or the way they put things in is slightly different. So remember how I was talking about like the accent part, like I don't have the New Zealand or UK accent, but I'll use inflections.
Yes.
So some of the sayings are like, instead of saying, are you good with that? Or is that okay? Is what we would say, you know, in the US. And then here they would say, are you happy with that?
Yeah.
What would they say in the UK with that same sort of, are you good? Are you okay? Sort of thing in corporate speak.
Is that all right? Or is it all right with you?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that'll pass for American too. Like that's different, but it's so different here. It's like, 190 degrees different here. So little nuances like that are important, because sometimes, and I think here too, they love their puns.
Oh yeah.
They love silly. You should see their commercials are freaking ridiculous, and I can't take them seriously. And at first I was very, I have to admit, I was a little bit of an elitist going, that's something. Why is that happening? But there's humor there. There's a lot of puns are happening.
Yeah.
A lot of goofy stuff.
It's the way of life here. Like it's, yeah, it's a good thing, but it can be not a good thing sometimes as well, when you need to take things quite seriously.
Yeah.
And it's very lax and chilled, and it's like, listen, we're working on a timeline here.
For brand punctuation, I like a little serious note here and there, but it's good to have fun, but I feel like they're always being silly. Even in their traffic commercials, that death is a part of that, and then they sort of be like slightly silly, and you're like, that's a serious.
I should just stay serious.
But anyway, so definitely getting those approvals. Usually what I do is I just sit the computer in front of them and I'll make it wider so they can see the whole screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they read it and they'll look at it. We change where we need to. We usually will pull from imagery that they've already pre-approved.
Yeah.
Or it's imagery from their own Dropbox, and then we'll repurpose it.
Yeah,
that's one way we do it. So they've got that. Also, too, what happens in the beginning with our clients is that they need to approve the written content and the visual stuff, like all of the imagery. And then, you know, 3-6 months down the line, they're not even sitting at our approval desk, but instead we're just having those conversations about, hey, what are your goals for the next quarter? And I say quarter, so over here they don't really plan ahead. Like, let's see, it's August. Mm-hmm. So back home for retail, they're starting to talk about Christmas holiday And then execution on all of those campaign ideas are going to happen in October. And then, of course, in the early November, they're going to run those. Everything's going to be produced in October, and they're going to go ahead and run the campaign in November, early November, December, and then there you go. So here, I've been at an agency where the week of Thanksgiving, we were deciding on the campaign. We still didn't know what we were running. We didn't know anything about the imagery. We barely had conversation with the vendors. And then for some reason, our goal, this is like the week of the 27th, right? Mm-mm-mm. For some reason, the goal was to go ahead and start flight of the whole initial campaign, all of the production, everything done and dusted by December 5th. And so they're already late. Yes. They already showed up late. So yeah, that's the part that gets me to twitch a little bit, because I'm like, what are you doing? So that's an issue. But what we do with our clients is that we do it well in advance. Another thing about clients over here during Christmas holidays, it's our summer. So that's why I have a sweater in August. it's winter right now, so it's not even spring yet.
Yeah, I know.
September, spring?
I think so. Yeah. There's been a few blooms here and there, but I think it's just teasing.
It's just teasing. For the snow, we had snow this week all over. Yeah, we had snow. Not here, but we had flurries. Like, that's just ridiculous.
It hailed a few times.
Yeah. Hail, yes.
It's nice to be able to see, like, visual indication of cold. It is. That's one thing that used to throw me off a lot moving here, was it was no snow, but that bone went straight to your bones.
Oh, my God.
And it was like...
the wind in your face, and your face hurts, and your nose.
Yep. Ooh. Yes.
I come from the desert. I don't understand. But anyway... circling back to what we were talking about, which I already forgot. Okay, so execution campaigns. Having the client look at everything, make sure that the process is okay. And also too, I think in the first 3 months when they are approving stuff like that, there's trust being built. We're learning their language, their rhythm, their brand identity, all of the cool stuff. We're also learning about them, which is really fun. I mean, we celebrated a client that just bought a house.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That is so cool. And then she showed us the house online. It was like, just so amazing. So hard to get property here. So that was a big win for her. And it was really, really cool to see her. She just lit up like a Christmas tree. So cute. So yeah, so we get
it's
to...
It's contagious.
It is contagious when you're around... Growth.
Yes. Outside of the social media growth.
Yeah, but I feel like that is, personal growth has a lot to do with how you're going to grow in your business.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell she's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of time. It's amazing. So it's really cool to be in that privilege to see that happening. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, so we do the approvals, they look at it, and then the next part is scheduling all of that social media. And we try to do chunks in 2 weeks. So hopefully by the time that client leaves, we have 2 weeks of approved content. Yeah. Then we schedule it on later.com because we love that app. What's your feedback on later.com?
I love Later.
You do?
I love it. As soon as I figured out how to post stories, I couldn't post it on my phone, so I just did it on my laptop.
Oh.
But as soon as I figured that out, I was like, let's go. And it was, I had an oopsie one time, but it's not going to happen again because I know exactly what I did. And it's like literally right there.
You're harder on yourself with that little oopsie. So
it keeps me up at night.
It doesn't matter. So the truth is that if we make mistakes, they're all correctable. We can change it up. And, you know, no one ever died from a mispost on social media ever. At one point, I think I had posted someone else's content on another platform because I didn't look to see where I was at. I just assumed I was with that client. And I posted, and I think that client even said, what's going on? And I went, oh, so sorry.
Oh.
And it was me not taking care of myself. I had tired eyes. I should have closed the laptop and done it the next day. And that's definitely a learning for me, is to make sure that I'm taken care of and I have like a lot of stuff there and make sure that's happening so I don't make those kind of mistakes. But they're human mistakes for a reason.
They are. Yeah, we're not AI.
We're not AI. So
it would
there
be
you
cool
go.
To me, but no. Yeah. But yeah, I love Later. Simply the fact that you can literally schedule weeks and months in advance.
And you can see it. You can see it too, which is great.
It'll give you a feed preview, how it's going to look once all these things are posted. And yeah. it just makes it cleaner and life easier.
Yep. So we do a bit of that. And then Lola's here, but or if someone else in our team is scheduling it, we have like a dashboard, and we use Asana software in particular to indicate, hey, this is ready to post or to schedule. And then we talk to each other a lot on Asana, and we if there's a problem with a set or something, we can communicate and share it. Asana, you can actually hook up your Vimeo account with it, and you can record video. So if you wanted to share your screen, or you wanted to talk to a teammate, you can do that. We use Loom a lot for that as well.
Yeah, Loom's good.
I like it because same thing with Asana. You can put your picture on the screen, but there's some sort of connectivity when you have that little bubble and somebody is talking to you.
Loom.
Yeah, I feel like I'm looped in a little bit more.
Many a times I've been very anxious with a task, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm not gonna be able to do this. And I click the Loom, and it feels like we're literally in a workshop together, and you're sharing your screen, you're walking me through it, like real time. I'm able to put it in another tab and literally look and work, and I'm just like, okay, like no need to be stressed. Like it's a very nice, it's a great feature.
I love it. I think this is important too for both social media and business owners to like get the full picture of how we work.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I promote a lot is that while working, we need time for ourselves. We, you know, like a little bit of the behind the scenes, we need to just sort of appreciate what every day is. So here in New Zealand, if there's sun out, we just want to pull the twos down and go outside because sun is limited. I think limited here.
Oh Lord, for right now too. How about when the sun and the rain comes out?
Oh, I am so depressed. I'm actually, and I'll say something really embarrassing, but it's true. I'm suntanning in a suntan bed so that I don't get depressed during these months. I know, right? Sun damage, girl. But I cover my face, I cover my hands, I.
It's a wellness thing. It makes you feel better.
It feels good, and it warms your bones. There's days where you're just cold and you cannot get warm. And even a hot shower, I have a little water heater, so that hot shower is not gonna last long.
Okay, don't call me crazy, but this actually works. I've actually tried it a few times this week, but cold blast right outside of the shower. Ooh. I'm telling, it works wonders. Like normally I would literally hyperventilate like crazy as soon as I come out of a hot shower, but that 10 seconds of cold, then my body literally has to heat itself up, and it's just dandy. But it's, you just have to get through that first few seconds.
Oh my god, I don't know if I could do that.
I know.
My whole thing was like, oh well, I'll get a wheat pack and I'll put it in the microwave for 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and then I'll put it on my legs or my feet, and then I'm good. That's my generation's, like the Gen X's.
I mean, I didn't believe it, but...
Oh my god.
As soon as I did it, I was like, wow. And I still don't do it as consistently.
Do you know how good that is for your skin?
It is also really good for your skin.
And your circulation?
Mm-hmm.
Oh god.
Can it two beds one stone?
I can't. I can't. I need comfort. Oh my god. Okay. So, sorry. So where are we at? We did the scheduling.
Yeah.
We did the communication, Loom. The other tools. And then we break when we need to. So this is the cool thing too about the whole 2 weeks thing, is that I used to have it, and I still probably say it, I have things due on Thursdays, but that's like out the window now because Thursdays don't always work for everybody on the team. I've thrown you in the deep end with a lot of work the last 2 weeks. So there's no Thursday anymore. But if we do have that breathing room for, you know, that 2 weeks, then we can go ahead and do some more, and we can be a little bit more creative. Like we're today on Friday, we're doing this. And then I'm going home after.
She's leaving me. Oh wait, which home? Sorry, you're triggering me.
Oh, okay.
So stop talking about me.
Okay, so I'm also going home to Los Angeles because my mother's not doing well. But I'm just talking about, you know, going to my house here.
Oh, okay. I'll see you again.
We'll see. I don't know. But anyway, we'll be fine. So going back to this, let's see. So we've scheduled, we're done. What's the next process? Is communication with the client.
And then wellness of the staff members.
Oh, yes, wellness, definitely. So communications with the person, scheduling in their next appointment to come in and for approval.
Yeah.
That would be good. And then we do that consistently. So hopefully we will land up somewhere in the 4 week ahead.
Yeah.
And that's great. If a client should like say, hey, this is a promotion we want to put out like next week or today or within 48 hours, we can do that and just move something else.
Yeah.
That's okay. But, and then we're going into the Christmas months, and the Christmas months are about producing in advance, December up to mid-January, so that when people come back, again, it's summer. So our clients don't really want to come back in the office. Business is slow up until March, but some may say even May. So we try to, you know, keep them occupied and give them activities like, you know, what's exciting, get their brain back into the business. Yeah. So we do a bit of all of that stuff. Any other things that we need to cover? That's it, right?
Yeah, scheduling, communication, wellness, and just staying ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then it's somewhere in between that we start talking about our business and how we want to grow it and what we want to do. And actually, we'll be having a little bit of that conversation with you after this, which is kind of cool. And then we just take it day by day. We just figure it out.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's pretty much it for this in terms of process. Now, if you have any questions or you want to know a little bit more about any particular tools we use, I mean, for content creation, it's pretty simple. We use Canva. Mm-hmm. We're starting to use more CapCut.
Yeah.
I think we used Lumen 5 previously, where I think I want to go away from that because it's not... The reason why I like Lumen 5 is because it looked like BBC or CNN, where it looked like you could do a still photo or interject video, and then it would have like telling the news bit in the back. And I feel like that's, that was new a while ago, but I don't feel like people are really resonating with that anymore.
Yeah, it's not brand new.
It's not exciting. So we try to get it where, just like us, like when you're listening or when you're looking at it, you keep it going, keep it moving. So that is it for now. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you on the next podcast. Of course, if you have any questions, just let us know, and maybe I'll get Lola to answer them. I don't need to answer. I'll answer them. I'll answer them with Lola. Maybe we put it on a video and we respond back, because I'm supposed to be doing more social media. She hasn't caught on to that yet that I'm going to be resisting.
Kind of. We're going to have a chat.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I'll see you guys later.